Okay, the second Ktzais that we're learning in the Ktzais here, it's on Tuesday night, Or L'Chof Tes Shvat. And we're learning Simen Aleph, Siv Katan Vav, or Oz Vav. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says, we know there's Dinei Mominus, everybody's acquainted with Dinei Mominus, monetary matters, and everybody's acquainted with Dinei Nefashos, right? And then there's Dinei Knossos, there's a Sug, there's a category of obligations in the Torah, it's monetary. Aleph Vav. I mean, most of the time it's monetary. Most knossos are monetary. Maybe all knossos are monetary. I don't know. You have to marry the girl, you were ma'anes or mafate. That's a knoss, I guess. But it's virtually always monetary.
Knossos is not exactly.
What?
Knossos is not always. It's almost.
I'm saying it virtually manifests itself in money, although it's a separate type of chiyuv.
Okay.
It's a separate type of chiyuv. So there's knas. Now, to be dan dine knasos, you have to be samuch. You have to have smicha, not the smicha we have nowadays, of course, but the real smicha, which is an unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Moshe gave smicha to Yeshua, Yeshua was Canaan, and the smicha was batel, you know, after the. And there's no more smicha. They tried to be mechadish to smicha. That's not what we're going to talk about tonight. But there's no smicha, and therefore you can't be dan dinei knossos. That's the basic halacha. But the Shulchan Aruch says the afal pi that ayonim she'enem smuchim be'eretz Yisrael einem magdim knossos. This is all not negated ktsois really. Just what are we talking about here? Because we can start the ktsois to say we're talking about knossos. Shulchan Aruch says you really. You can put the guy in Chayrim and Nidui until he is Mephias, this person he was Mazik. Let's say a short Tom was Mazik someone. So that's a Knas, the Chatzin Nesek Mipaskin. So you want to make a payment. Bezdin encourages him. They do more than encourage if they put him in Nidui if he doesn't do it. But they want him to be Mephias, the guy he was Mazik. He caused some sort of loss, you know, so you can't technically make the Knosis. So. We encourage him a little forcefully to be mafayis to Baal Din. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, this is a big chiddush. We'll see. V'cheinam tofas. This also not. This is not what we're learning. This will come up in the Ktzois and Siman Dalet. What I'm about to say over. Just the Shulchan Aruch is if the nizik was tofas. No, it's not so simple as we think. So there's no obligation. No obligation of knas, but if the nizik was toifis, the shear of the knas, masheroi lo lito, ein motzi en miyado. We let him keep it. Now, what does that mean? So tfisa helps. He can grab it. Bezdin is not going to paskin and be mechayev the mazik. We'll call him the mazik, even though hezik is not necessary. Is not a knas usually, but we'll call him the mazik. Even though Bezdin won't be Mechayev the Mazik to pay, but if the Nizik, as we'll call him, is Toifis, the money of the Knas, he can keep it. Which right away means, and should tell us, that when we, you know, it's an obligation. You know, monetary, momentous, we're used to the idea that the obligation is there automatically, and all we have to do is uncover it. We have to be Mavar that it's true, that it happened. But the obligation is there. Nefashos, I think, people who weren't sechtas are used to the idea that the chi of misa doesn't exist until Bezdin paskins you mechui of misa. By knas, we're sort of used to the idea. I say we. I mean, I'm a yeshiva guy. We're used to the idea that knas is like nefashos, that the chi of knas doesn't exist until Bezdin paskins. This is mamish not so. You see that clearly from the Shulchan Aruch. Tfisa helps. If tfisa helps, I mean, if he doesn't pass kana mechuyev the knas, he's mechuyev the knas. I grab it from him. I can keep it. So if there was no obligation, can't keep it. Now the question is, what?
Tfisa is a nice word. Does that mean he can go steal it?
Yes.
Go in his house.
It might not be advisable, but yeah. Now the question is, not what I thought. Maybe this is what you meant to ask. How do we know it's true? If I see Reuven stealing from Shimon, and he says, okay, because Shimon owes me a knas, he short Tom was mazik me. If I am collecting chatzinezik, you know, or he stole something from a seif from me and he shechted it, so he owes me arbova chamisha. Or kefel, he stole something from me, he owes me kefel. Kefel is knas. The keren is moment, but the double portion is a knas. It's a penalty. There's no rhyme or reason for it. And I would say, but the Torah wants to penalize the ganav. So what happens? So let's try to imagine the scenario. So you say, okay, he takes me to Beis Din. He takes me to Beis Din. I broke into his house and I stole $100 from him. So I say, it was a knas. I'm allowed to grab it. So the Beis Din, the chayra has to be done if he owes me knas or not. But wait a second. Then they're being done dine knasos. So that's a problem. The answer is, and this is what we'll see as we learn, it'll come out, that there's such Beis Din, of course, when the Shulchan Aruch says that in Tofas Ein Motziyah Miyado, there's a way to determine that it's true. Of course, it doesn't mean the world is not hefker. You can't let people steal money and claim it's payment for a knas. Ein Motziyah Miyado means it has to do with what we'll be learning about a mitzvah Hashem in a future ksais, Don Inesh Dina Lanafsha, that a person sometimes could, you know, passed in his own din, so to speak. And we'll see there's gedorim of that, guidelines. But the avada, he has to be able to prove it's true. Now, one of the ways he can prove it's true, ironically, is if there's no witnesses that he grabbed it. So good old Migu, he could say he never grabbed it. So he'll say, yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed it for a knas. That would be the simplest case, where he admits he grabbed it, and he grabbed it for a knas, he claims, but there's no edim that he grabbed it, so we believe him, because he has a migu. That's called migu. One of the ksaisim we're about to learn, ksais after alavav, is migu helps by knas, rather. If migu helps by knas. It's not possible that migu helps by knas. Okay, we'll see.
But maybe it's not a bit knas. Maybe really tofe is really not be tana bit knas.
But he's only being tofe is bit knas. The only thing the guy owes him is the knas. Knas means penalty, by the way. The only thing he's being tofe is knas.
So then what do you, we don't ban?
It has to be, so how do you know it's true? That's a problem that has to be resolved. Just to jump ahead, Rosh Hashanah says there's no problem, Shari Yosher. Well, Beis Din could convene and be goyve edus, and they're not paskening the chiyuv knas. They have no right to paskening, they have no authority to paskening the chiyuv knas, but they could be mavar in a story. And they goyve edus, and edus come and say, yes, his short Tom is mazikim, and they can be mavar in a story that way. And that's not a problem. If Shimon takes off for the repulsion, that's not called dandine knosis. Yes, really.
So it's not called that, so it's not, it must be another, like,
no,
but, a parallel thing.
No, but you see from the Inyan of Tzitza that you could have your latent Chiyuv Knas without Beis Din paskening that he has to give it. That's the Chiddush. By Misa you don't have that. Now that I kill a guy, you see him being Mechal Shabbos. If Beis Din doesn't pasken, you can't kill him. By Momin, he does owe you the money no matter what. By Knas, although I think conventional wisdom, conventional belief is that it's like nefashos and the chiyuv knas doesn't exist, this din gives the lie to that, as it's called. The question is, you see, it could be typhus without Beis Din paskening imuchiyuv. How do you know it's true? How do you know, like, why should we believe a guy? So, just to give an example, Rav Shimonchkov holds with no problem with Beis Din convening and being goveidus. Okay, now let's learn the ksais. There's another way. Another way is that the guy is moideh. This is what we're going to learn the ktsois about. Let me talk about this before we learn the ktsois. The guy is moideh. If he's moideh, so we know what happened. The mazik was moideh. Now, we all heard of the din of moideh b'knas potter. What does that mean? Actually, according to the maskon of the Gemara, it means two things. Because there are really two psukim. If you go through the sugya, you would see this two psukim. Because there's one of the most famous cases is Modeh b'knas v'chakach bo edim. You were Modeh, and then edim came and told the story. So we paskin Modeh b'knas, and we're going to assume that for the reposhet, that Modeh b'knas v'chakach bo edim is also potter. Modeh b'knas potter is very, very important now, these soldiers, to learn the choice. Modeh b'knas potter means there's no din, oidu as bal din. A knas. Normally, there's a din I das bal din kamei edim dami. A moed I stole from someone, I have to pay him the principal. What about the kefel? Moed beknas potter. There's no din of I das bal din kamei edim dami. Now that could have two levels of meaning. That's what we're going to be learning in the Ksois. It could mean Bezin doesn't even believe me when it comes to knas, which is a little weird in a case where the guy was moed, he stole. Because you believe him for the keret, because that's mammon. You don't believe him for the knas. That's weird. The more likely pshat is that we can't paskin chiyuv al piv. You can't condemn a guy. We don't penalize a guy. That has to. We're not going into the theology of it, the philosophy of it. We're not going into it. It has a certain rationale to it, I think. You don't penalize a guy if he confesses. The penalty is like more of an onesh than mammon. It's more of a punishment. Like we're punishing him. Money is not necessarily called a punishment. Money is like, I owe you the money. I know people have trouble believing that. If they borrow money, they think they're doing the guy a favor if they pay him back. But that's neither here nor there. But it's not, it's certainly, and therefore they feel if the best of possibles have to pay back a loan, people feel they'll be punished. But that's only in people's minds, unfortunately. I hold, you know what causes that psychology? That people, I am telling you, people hold to pay back a loan as lefnei mishuras hadin. They won't say those words, I'm saying those words. I met enough nice, good people. I hold it because of milvah leitzah nitna. That the psychology of milvah leitzah nitna caused that psychology. I'm not saying it's right, it's geneva. But milvah leitzah nitna means you lent me money and now it's my money. Milvah leitzah nitna means I'm not allowed to spend it willy-nilly. I have to make sure. Milvah leitzah nitna means I can do what I want. It's my money now. It's my money. Why should I? Now you want me to pay you back? Why should I? Like, now you want me to give you a present? Okay, then I'll be a nice guy. I'll pay you back. Okay, this is all. Only half jokingly. But the knas. I could see a certain logic in saying knas is a punishment, but it has no. Mammonis usually has a rationale. We understand it like mishpat. I stole from you, I have to pay it back. I work for you, you owe me money. I borrow from you, I have to pay you back. Even hezek is called mammon, normal hezek, although it's not so pashut, because Tosfos says in the Kiddushin that hezek is called milvah ksuva b'Torah. It's a Torah generated obligation. And halva is not called milvah ksuva b'Torah, because halva is like totally logical. It's mishpat, and it's therefore not called milvah ksuva b'Torah. We're not going to go into that sugya now, but hezek is already called milvah ksuva b'Torah. I mean, based on pure mammonos, I might not have to pay you for hezek. But once the Torah says I have to pay, if I'm mazik you, it's not a punishment, it's a reimbursement. I'm reimbursing you for the loss. Knas is already when it's a punishment. Really, there's a world of mammonos, the French couple say. There's a world of mammonos, and that world, of course I have to pay back what I borrowed. Of course I have to pay you for what I was mazik you. Of course, whatever. What?
It's wrong keys.
Yeah, most of the time I quote Kisar and Kis. Knas is a penalty. Basically, could, as if the Torah could have chosen to give me lashes, to give me malchus, to do what I did. Instead, it penalized me monetarily. So if I confess, you can't punish me, I'll be my confession. That's the first din, the first swab of Moedim Knas Potter. If I admit I borrowed from you $100, so Bezdin believes me, I'm Nemon, and they could be Machayev me. I'm Kameya Edim Domi. Even though we'll be learning in a future Ksois the exact Lomdisha mechanics of Vaidos Baldin Kameya Edim Domi by Mominus. That's for the future. There's his Hashem. But by Knas, there's certainly no din of Vaidos Baldin Domi. That's your basic halacha of Moedim Knas Potter is that there's no din of Vaidos Baldin Kameya Edim Domi.
You hear about the Karen?
Yeah, the Karen is not Knas.
I'm
saying that because logically, and Rav Shimon Shkopel says this very strongly, but when you say there's no din of Vaidos Baldin Kameya Edim Domi, you don't mean you don't believe him. It means you can't be Mechayev him. So you can't be mechayiv in knas, but you can be mechayiv in the principle.
The keren, you tell him what?
I don't know what you mean. You're talking about a geneva where there's a keren and kesel?
On the keren, we're going to believe him. That's what I said.
You believe him on everything, Rav Shimon Shkop.
Right, so you can't do the knas.
When we say there's no din of idos, but din kamei edim domi, we don't necessarily mean we don't believe him. We mean we can't be best and can't paskin, I'll be his idos.
But we are going to be mechayiv in knas. I mean, excuse the keren.
Of course, that's not knas.
I understand. But why are we mechayiv in the keren?
Because we don't call it kamei
edim. Edim didn't come.
It does. Both in Canadian.
Oh, so we split the D-board?
We certainly split it. But the Shimon points out that we don't split it in the Ne'emonus of it. It's not even called splitting it. Hidoz Baldin doesn't have the koach to be Mechayiv Miknas.
But it does have the koach to Mechayiv Miknas.
That's the regular dinner, but Hidoz Baldin Kameyadim Dom. Yeah. That's not even called splitting. That's called, it doesn't have that much power. It doesn't have the power to be Mechayiv Miknas.
Don't say Hidoz Baldin Kameyadim Dom. We do say it by the Karen. Same thing you say.
I said we don't say it by Knas. You can't attack me by saying we do say it by the Karen.
But
you said that we don't say it by Knas.
By Knas, we don't need it. I mean, cannot mechayiv himself in class. He says,
That's this then.
Yeah, yeah.
The first slav of Moedim B'Knas Potter is that you can't be mechayiv me, I'll pee my hoidah. You can't be mechayiv me knas, I'll pee my hoidah. That's Moedim B'Knas Potter. Don't say Moedim B'Moment Potter, Moedim B'Knas Potter. What I'm saying is, I'm making you realize that that could mean one of two things, and logically it means the second thing. It could mean we don't even believe you, Lagabi the Knas. The Marshal, the Rambam says, if a guy's moida, that he's Bechuy of Misa. Walks to the Bezdin, he announces he's a Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, Bezdin, I think, we don't give him Misa. So the Rambam says, maybe he's a Meshuggah and wants to commit suicide. He just found an easy way to commit suicide.
So ain't it Adam Mason Azim Russia? There's also Adam Krakas Azim.
Kingdom and not seculars. What do you want from him? The Rambam says that because we're afraid he wants to commit suicide. That's what the Rambam says. Don't worry about any of the Mason Matzah in Russia. We don't say it when I say I stole from you. When the dinner by Das Baldin Kamei Adam Dami, we don't worry about any of the Mason Matzah in Russia. I'm sure you remember from the Shmaitzah, because we don't. I'm sure you remember from the Shmaitzah that any of the Mason Matzah in Russia just means that we don't passel him La Eidus Al Pi Ez Leidah. I'm sure you remember that. Shmaitzah, I'm sure you remember as it's said that any of the Mason Matzah in Russia means anytime I say I did a Maisa Rishus. Say I just tripped a little baby in the street and took away its lollipop. They don't believe you. And then the Shmaitzah proves that it doesn't not mean that. It means only I can't passel myself for Eidus when I do as Baldin. It's really another, it's just another limitation in the koach of I do as Baldin to may Eidus do. Okay, I'm sure you remember that was the Shmaitzah's best friend. Okay. So that has two possible interpretations. I'm showing you in the Rambam that there could be an interpretation of I don't believe you. When the Rambam says we think the guy maybe is committing suicide, he just found an easy, convenient way to commit suicide. So the Rambam is saying that the din is we don't believe him. Right? You could say either way. You could say the Rambam's way that we don't believe him when it comes to Knas. There's no pasuk that we believe him. So if there's no pasuk we believe him, so we don't believe him. Well, we don't necessarily believe him. Another interpretation is that Avada, it's like a subtlety. Avada, we believe him. So you say, what's the Makor that we believe him? I don't know. Because there's no Dinah Daz Baldin Kamei Edom Dami, so maybe we shouldn't believe him either. Maybe not like the Rambam that we have a reason not to believe him, but why should we believe him? Okay? But the other possibility is that the Zeres HaKosov is only Lagabi Nechiyu. We can't be Mechayiv Yuknas based on your whole dog. We'll see. It's going to be a machlaikas ksois and Rav Shimon Shkop. Then there's the famous din of Moedim B'Knas V'Chakach Bo Eidim Potter. So how good, I can't be Mechayiv myself in Knas, but the Eidim came. Why am I still Potter? What happened? So the conventional wisdom is, and that's what most Achreinim assume, that says not only can't I be Mechayiv myself in Knas, if I'm moida, but I actually pater myself. It's a patur. Not only is it a lack of chiyuv, but it's a patur. I patur myself. So boy, the mekanas v'chakach b'oedim is patur. I patur myself. L'chori, that's the only interpretation of that din. There is another interpretation suggested by the achrayim that is really kosher to what I just said before. That's this is the conventional interpretation of boyde mekanas v'chakach b'oedim patur. Not only is my door not mechay of me, but it actually patters me. Rav Shimon Shkar points out that if you learn to the sugya Bava Kama, there are two psukim for Maidi Meknas. So it would make perfect sense that one pasuk is for Shlav 1, you can't be Mechayiv me, and the other pasuk is for Shlav 2, that it actually partners me.
Why would you get Shlav 1 if you have Shlav 2?
Because we don't know, it's just psukim. Psukim don't say beferish what they are.
We
need two to tell you the second thing, which is much more of a chiddush. Okay. There is another interpretation suggested by the Achrayim, and that is that if I'm moided to something, this is kosher. Let's assume I'm moided to something. Let's assume Bezdin believes me. They just can't be mechayev me. Right? But they believe me. So they know the story already. Now Adam come in and want to tell Bezdin the story. I'm sure you all will agree with me that Adam is also a din in Hilchos Fakus. I think someone said that by the Mahabank actually, that Adam is also a din in Hilchos Fakus, meaning Adam, why should I believe two people? The Rambam says also, two Adam are not, it's not a revelation, it's not the skies opened up, and I now know the truth. As much as it's pounded into us, Abishnaim Adam Yakum Dover, that two Adam are Nemon, it's like it's the greatest thing in the world since sliced bread, two Adam, like, yeah? But the truth is, it's only the Rambam says, Moira de Garambam. The Rambam says, if you don't know what happened, so you listen to two Adam. It's also, in Lomdisha terms, I would say, it's also a din in Hilchos Fakus. Just like Rove is a din in Hilchos Fakus, Chazak is a din in Hilchos Fakus, whatever.
Trump's everything.
Yeah, but it's only a din in Hilchos Fakus. The Rambam even compares it to Nevuah. So the Rambam says, if someone's Muchzuk to be a Navi, so you believe him, and if he tells you something, you got to do it. So the Rambam says, the Torah tells you to listen to the Navi. Just like, unbelievable Rambam, just like the Torah tells you to believe two Adim, even if you don't know if they're telling you the truth or not. Because normally we about the Gzeres HaKotav is that you assume they're telling you the truth. But the Rambam here is like a bedrock. He's saying, you don't know. You have to listen to them. That's how you have to listen to a Navi also.
Nothing you give
either? No. Just listen whenever Navi tells you to do something. Okay. So the other interpretation of the din of Moedim Beknas Vachakach Boedim Potur is not that it's a p'tur, like almost universally everyone holds like that, but there is another suggestion that once Bezdin knows the story already, again assuming Maidim Echnas Potter means they believe him, they just can't be Mechayiv him al-pi what he says, but they know the story already, Kameya Eidim, now two more Eidim come in, like Bezdin's not Mechabal to Eidim, but they know the story already, so what is and therefore, boy, the beknas v'chakach bo edim is potter still because they're not makabel the edus. That's the other interpretation. There was no psak potter.
There was a psak
no. According to this interpretation, there's no psak that you potter. Just like you're not mechayiv. The first interpretation, the conventional interpretation, is that boy the beknas actually potters. So even if edim come, you potter. The second. The suggested by some interpretation is that since with the Haidos Baldin, Bezdin knows the story already, so they're not makabel any Eidus that come. Even though Eidim have what to contribute, because meanwhile I'm not Chayiv, and Eidim, I would be Mechuyim. But since they first have to tell me the story to get Bezdin to listen to them, so Bezdin is not makabel the story, because they know the story already. That's the other suggestion. Okay. What?
There's
no suffering anymore. Doesn't know what happened. Of course, this is only on the side that even though Moedim Echnas Potter, Bezdin believes me. Then you could say that. You could say Moedim Echnas Potter means Bezdin doesn't even believe me, then obviously this has no makom to suggest this mahalo. Okay. Having said all of this, telling me more than you want to know, but it's good background. So we start the ktsois. Zelashon Ashach. Afilu hoyde koydim shatofas mahani tfisa. In other words, first of all, we lack smuchim. We lack a psak din that the guy's mechuyev knas to me. Right? And still, he can grab it. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says, even if the guy was, even if the guy was moide before the nizik was toifis, still mahani tfisa, because there's no din moide b'knas potem is manazeh either. That's what the Shach says. There's no, since there's no smuchim, so just like you would need smuchim to be mechayev niknas, right? You need smuchim to patter me from knas through the mechanics of moide b'knas potem. They would be mechayev niknas veidim potem. They would patter me from knas if I'm moide b'knas, moide b'knas potem. Without smuchim, says the Shach, there's no din of moide b'knas potem. So I'm not potter. So even if the guy was mowed there, the nizik could still grab, because just like there's no din chayov without smuchim, with eidim, there's no din potur if there's a hoidah b'knas. There's no din potur. So the guy's not potur. Shach's assuming moide b'knas creates a potur. He's saying there's no din moide b'knas potur. Without smuchim, there's no din moide b'knas potur either. They don't touch it. Oh, that's what we're going to learn. This is what the ktsois is about. How? What gives it a right to be ktsois? So, but that's the Shach. I'm explaining the Shach. Even hoyde koydim shatofas mani tfisa means even though there's an ostensible moide b'knas potur. So that's what the Shach saying. Mishum devizman hazeh, just like zeh means there's no smuchim. So just like there's no one to be mechayev me in knas, so there's no one to pater me from knas if I'm moide. So lo mifter boda also. Vafilu lo bo eidim. Now this is a cryptic phrase in the Shach. But Pashtus, he means, the Achreinim discuss what he means. The Ktsois assumes he means, even if Eidim don't come, and we only know the story because of his Eidos Baldin. Now, Vavilu lo bo eidim, how do you know it's true? What means he had to grab it? So, Teretz is his Eidos. So that means the Shach saying that not only is there no din moide b'knas potur, but we're actually going to use his Eidah to know the story, and then if this guy grabs it, it's going to be good because he was moide. There's no din moide b'knas potur without smuchim, just like there's no din moide b'knas not moide b'knas, just like there's no din of knas at all without smuchim. If Eidim come, they're not mechayev me. So the Shach's chiddush is, there's no din of moide b'knas potter without smuchim. And then, not only that, but l'chora, he's saying, there are some achrayim that have a different interpretation in the Shach. Maybe we'll see it later, maybe we won't. Choice assumes the Shach is, even if Lobo Eidim, I can actually use his Eidah to know the story. So now when this guy grabs it, I know he's not a ganav. It's still a chiddush that Bezdin didn't pass when he's mechuyev miknas, and still I could grab it. That we said from the start. That we said from the get-go. That's the chiddush of the Mechaber, that even though Bezdin was not mechayev the mazik in knas, the nizik could grab the money. That's a chiddush. We're not going to. That's the Tzoyis doesn't talk about that. That's accepted. The question is, how do you know it's true? Ganav. We're getting lousy. He took $100 from me. Ganav. Don't worry about that. That's the least of our problems. Yeah. You have to understand the chiddush of the. You have to understand. First, there's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch that tfisa helps my knas, even though Bezdin didn't pass me chayav. Don't worry about side problems. We'll deal with all of them. But you have to understand that chiddush. That chiddush is not concerned with what you are bothered by. That chiddush is, again, despite what I think is conventional wisdom, or maybe I'm wrong, that without a psak of knas, b'chlal no chiyuv, and it's sort of supported from a Gemara in Makkos Daf Hey, if you know the Gemara in Makkos, with Eidim Zoymimin and stuff, but Shulchan Aruch at least says clearly, tfisa helps without a psak of chiyuv.
Against conventional wisdom.
No, conventional wisdom just says that there's no chiyuv at all. Someone might want a tiny tefisa helps anyway. I don't know. I'm just saying the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says even if the guy was moy, the tefisa helps. What do you mean if the guy was moy? That's a weird statement. No, not weird at all. Shach says no, then a moy the b'chas potter. Without smukhim. And not only that, he says, even if Lobo Edim, so then choice went to the Shach, even if Lobo Edim, and you have to rely on his Haidah to determine that it's true, that he's not a Ganav, that the Nizik's not a Ganav. The Mazik was Moida, that's how we know the Nizik's not a Ganav. That's also okay. As long as Bezin doesn't possibly believe in class, you're okay.
Now,
Karen, okay, yeah, the Karen is not Knas.
Right, so
he's talking about Knas. No, he's talking to Knas. Karen is not Knas.
Right, okay.
Okay.
How does he get the Karen back? Basically?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Okay. We're talking about Kneva. Maybe we're talking about Chatzin Nezek. Maybe we're talking about Oinus Mafate. Maybe we're talking about he knocked out his Eved Kanani's Shane Vayan. Maybe we're talking about, I don't know.
So now he's high $50 for the Karen, $50 for Knas. So $50 Karen, the base drink can be higher.
By Gneva.
By Gneva.
Yeah. By Gneva pumped it.
Okay, he's only covered
it. It's intermingled. Okay, that's the Shach. Kekos of a tour of a Ramban, Kekos of a Smart. But, Vayan Darke Moshe, that's what Dalad Mem stands for here, Dalad Moshe. Kekos of a Zelda Shono. The minyanim zayv simekuflam with base mashma the af al pi shalom mikri hoydoa bebezdim is manazeh liftor and bow edim acharkach. I do not din moedim beknas potur. You come again below edim ainu chayev al pi atzmo beknas. But you can't create any type of chiyuv. You can't create any type of chiyuv moedim beknas potur. So. Shuvah ben Yom Zev, a famous Shuvah Sefer, Shuvah ben Yom Zev says that if there's no Edim, then the guy has no right to grab it, because we don't know what happened. And there's no din of an Einu Chayev al Piyatzmo
b'Knas. Why we don't know what happened?
That's what he's saying, because you can't use the guy's Hoidor to make any type of Chiyuv Knas.
Can't use it to make a chiyuv.
So that you can't. Okay.
That's
what we're talking about. I'm giving you hakdomas. We're not even choice now. That discusses. So you can't make. Machloikas. We're going to see. So that's what Binyamin Zev says. That since you can't be mechayiv yourself in knas, so you can't even be moder. So his odor doesn't help the guy to be toifus either. Mechay mashmos k'tzas lashon arayved v'ramban. It's only going to be a question if Edom comes, so you know it's true. I will blow Edom Ashwadulchli Alma Potter. You don't let a guy grab without Edom. Miunira says this Darki Moshe. Dain Lechalek, Vefshad Ramban, Chilek Becholinian, Vimtofus Lemafkinim and Ayat Kalashono. Umidimir Darki Moshe, Nira, Deloit Pshitale Achmilsa, the Echai of Below Edom. It's not Poshin. It will cost all the Blush and Efshon. Okay, we'll stop here. The Sman the Shach hold that you can use Hoidos Baldin Bisman Hazer of Knas to allow the Nizik to grab it. And the Dark Emoshi is not so sure. The Ptsois is going to make an about face and say you cannot. He's going to prove from Gemara's you cannot. Okay. Stop here.